One-sixth of all animal and plant species on the planet could go extinct because of climate change. That's according to a new study published in the journal Science. The threat of climate change is one reason we try to preserve habitat where endangered species live. But should humans intervene more directly to save the wild things? And if we do, are they no longer wild? Journalist Emma Maris examines these questions in a recent essay called Handle with Care. It's about the effort to save threatened whitebark pine trees around Crater Lake Wilderness Area in Oregon. I asked Emma Maris what's caused these trees to go extinct.
They're under threat from two sources. One is a bark beetle, and the other is a disease called blister rust. And we're sort of to blame for both of them because the bark beetle is native, but in hot years, it does much better. So many people think that climate change is making them more virulent. And blister rust was something from another continent that we introduced.
Now, what's being done to help save these white bark pine trees, and why is it controversial?
One thing that's being done to help them is that people are going out and looking for white individual trees that seem to handle the blister rust, that seem somewhat resistant to the blister rust. And then they collect cones from those trees and grow them into seedlings in nurseries. And then they take those seedlings and they plant them back out into the wilderness. The idea is that you create a sort of future forest of white barks that are resistant to this disease, and you kind of spread around those resistance genes.
Are these seeds genetically modified in any way?
Nope, they're not genetically modified, and they're not doing any further breeding, at least in the Crater Lake project. They're just taking the seedlings from the resistant individuals. But I think what makes it controversial is that Crater Lake is managed as a wilderness, and planting things in the wilderness smacks some people as not really respecting the kind of wilderness character.
Is this effort to preserve the white bark pine trees working?
That is an excellent question. I don't think we'll know that for a while. And that's one of the things that always impresses me about people who work in forestry and on trees is that you have to have such epic patience to see whether how things work out because trees take so long, their lives are so long. But there is a lot of concern. I mean, the white barks at Crater Lake and in many other places around the West are dying in large numbers. And some of these rust-resistant seedlings are still around after many years since they've been planted, but they're going to have to live a lot longer before they become reproductive age.
Now, as you mentioned, some oppose this, including a Washington State group that's called Wilderness Watch. What's basically their argument against this?
Well, their argument is that their designated wilderness is not supposed to be heavily managed by people. It's not supposed to have people wandering around planting things or other management tools like removing competing trees. It's supposed to run itself. That's the whole point of wilderness. So some groups like Wilderness Watch have opposed, you know, gardening in the wilderness.
Now, Wilderness Watch uses this term, the self-willed spirit of the wild world. What does that mean?
Wilderness is special to a lot of people precisely because it's becoming so rare. I mean, the world, most places around the world, especially places near us in our cities, is not self-willed. What is growing there or not growing there has been determined by us humans. And so as sort of systems and landscapes that are not governed by humans become rarer, we become keener to preserve them. So it becomes a question of really wilderness versus species survival. A large percentage of whitebark pine live in designated wilderness areas.
And what have you come to believe about the right way to go here?
So my argument is that we should plant the seedlings, that we should do whatever we can to save the whitebark pine. And my reasoning is that while the whitebark pine is itself a separate species with which we share the earth, wilderness is a kind of a human concept, something that we have come up with, this notion of a place without humans or a place without too much human influence. And so I think that when push comes to shove, other species are more important than our concepts.
So planting seeds from disease-resistant whitebark pine trees, you would say, is some intervention that we should do. But do you think there is a line on what we should be doing in the wilderness? That doesn't reach it for you, but is there a line?
Yeah, I think that there probably is. I tend to, anytime something is threatened with real extinction, global extinction, I tend to think that heroic measures are allowed. And I'm not saying that I like it. You know, I like the idea of wilderness being its own place and being apart from us. And I think that, you know, what's really tough about living in 2015 is that in order to save species, we do have to sometimes do things that are distasteful to us. We do have to sometimes do things that compromise some of our other values. But, you know, it's a tough world out there.
Well, how far would you go if there were genetically altered seeds done in the factory rather than selected from the wild? Would that be something you would say, that goes a little bit too far, even though this species is endangered?
I think if the species was really highly endangered, I might be persuaded. I've talked to different conservationists over the years working on different threatened species, and I've asked them the same question. And often they will sort of privately say that they would be happy to use genetic engineering techniques to save their species, but it's something that it's difficult to talk about.
How much should humans intervene in the wild? Emma, in which way is this debate trending? Is it trending towards more overt intervention, as you describe at Crater Lake with the whitebark pine trees, or is it going away from that sort of intervention?
That is an interesting question. I think that there is always going to be people whose hearts are on both, you know, on each side of this kind of duality, and I think that there's always going to be a little push and a little pull. I do think that as the climate changes in particular, and as the population increases, it's going to require more and more management to keep our natural places looking the way that we expect them to look, looking sort of the way they did maybe 200 years ago. And so we kind of live in this age of this paradox where in order to keep something looking the way it used to, we have to intervene more. And if we stop intervening, if we really let things go wild, it's going to look, they're going to start to look pretty unfamiliar. There's going to be new species moving in, new ecosystems there. So we can have our wilderness and we can have our familiar landscapes, but we can't necessarily have them in the same place.
Emma Maris on the controversy over saving threatened whitebark pine trees in the Crater Lake Wilderness Area. She deals with these questions in an essay called Handle with Care. It's in the environmental magazine Orion.